The Apple Intelligence Survey result from UBS is a data point that Apple's investors are watching very closely. Only 24% of respondents said iFeatures would accelerate their iPhone upgrade timeline, and that figure is down from the prior survey. Apple bet heavily on intelligence features, the on-device processing, the integration with ChatGPT, the enhanced Siri capabilities, as the upgrade catalyst.
The strategic problem for Apple is that AI features on a smartphone require users to actually change their behavior to use the phone differently than they did before. Hardware upgrades for better camera quality or faster processing are passive improvements. You just take better photos. AI features require active adoption, and adoption requires trust and habit formation that takes years to develop. The survey data suggests consumers aren't yet convinced that Apple Intelligence changes their daily life enough to justify spending $1,200 on a new phone.
Google Drive bringing Gemini-powered AI search to mobile apps is a much quieter story, but arguably more practically impactful for the average knowledge worker. The ability to search your files with natural language, find the budget projections from March rather than trying to remember what you named that file, addresses a genuine productivity pain point. Google Workspace has 3 billion users. Rolling this feature out to Android and iOS means the actual daily AI experience for most people may end up being shaped by Google's enterprise productivity tools more than by any consumer AI app.
The floating solar validation from DNV, the independent review clearing, Fred Olson's Brizo system for rougher coastal and nearshore waters, is the kind of incremental but important clean energy progress that tends to get buried under bigger headlines. Most floating solar installations today operate in sheltered reservoirs and calm inland waters. A certification for coastal deployment dramatically expands the addressable geography for this technology, particularly for island nations and coastal developing countries where land constraints make traditional solar difficult.
The Cruise and Blast Nintendo Switch delisting is a niche gaming story, but it surfaces a broader issue that's becoming more pressing as digital storefronts become the primary distribution channel for games. When a game is delisted from a digital marketplace, it effectively ceases to exist for new buyers. You can't find it, can't purchase it, can't legitimately acquire it, except through physical media if that exists. For older or niche games, physical copies often don't exist at scale. The gaming preservation community has been raising alarms about this for years, and every quiet delisting is another data point in that ongoing argument.
The Tesla autopilot manslaughter charge in Texas also deserves direct attention. A driver has been charged with manslaughter following a fatal crash in which a Tesla drove into a home. The critical legal question is how responsibility is allocated between a human driver and an automated system, and Texas apparently determined that the human bears enough control and oversight responsibility to face criminal liability. As autonomous vehicle features become more sophisticated and more widely deployed, the legal framework for attributing responsibility when things go wrong is being built case by case in courtrooms rather than through comprehensive legislation.